Nazio 98.3, and I'm sure you heard the huge news. This is so great for New Hampshire Motor Speedway. There is going to be a huge, huge three-day country festival coming real soon after the Supreme Court just made this monumental decision. Joining us online right now, she is the Director of Communications at New Hampshire Motor Speedway and my good friend, Miss Kristen Lestock. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us. We're so excited today.
Yes.
It's a great day, like you said. The fact that the New Hampshire Supreme Court has cleared the way and they affirmed the decision of the New Hampshire State's lower courts for us to be able to move forward is such an exciting day here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway.
So, Kristen, what are your thoughts on this? What's the mood at New Hampshire Motor Speedway? Because I know you guys have really been working on this for a long time. I mean, you've been working on this even like before the races. This really had not much to do with the races. You've been working on this for a while. So what's the mood like?
Yeah, so the mood here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway is so positive. Everybody is smiling. Everybody is happy. Everybody is so excited that this word came down yesterday. This is a process, like you said, that we have been working on for a long time. The formal process has been a couple years, but this has been a concept and this has been a dream for some folks at the Speedway for several years, even before the formal process started for us.
Correct.
So, to say that there is a new level of excitement at the Speedway is an understatement, but it absolutely is. And you know, this is not just good news for New Hampshire Motor Speedway. This is terrific news for music fans, for local businesses, for tourism for the entire state of New Hampshire.
Yes.
To be able to have this three-day country music festival coming to our area will just be a benefit for everyone, and we are so excited to be able to start down this process.
And we were talking about that on the air earlier today. It's not just going to help you guys, but it's going to help local restaurants. It's going to help local hotels. It's going to help local law enforcement who are going to be hired to do detail. I mean, there's just, from the top to the bottom, this is going to help the Granite State.
Absolutely. There's a trickle-down effect for sure.
Yeah.
And, it takes a village to put on an event like this as well. And, I mean, we see it each and every year with our NASCAR races at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. The economic impact that brings to the region, like you said, with people come and they stay in the hotels, they eat at our restaurants, they buy groceries at our stores, they shop. They do all the great things that New Hampshire has to offer, and this will be no different.
Yeah.
So we are excited, like I said, we are ecstatic to move forward, and we finally have the green light to start moving forward.
This is awesome. All right, so I want to get into that. I know you can't say a lot. It's still new. We're still getting details together. What is the time frame? Because I heard summer 2019. Kristen, that's only a few months away.
For sure, yeah. So stay tuned, all those music fans out there, stay tuned for information and updates. Now that we officially have the green light, as of yesterday, we are all already working very hard here on the back end to get everything together. We are partnering with Live Nation out of Nashville, and they will be helping us with the acts. What we do know is that it will be a summertime music festival. When that happens, the time frame of that, we still have not determined. Actual dates, we still have not yet determined. But as soon as we have any of those details, for sure, we will make sure that we yell them from the rooftop. So make sure
get them right out.
Keep an eye on our social media accounts. Check our website. If you're not subscribed to our email blast, I suggest that you do that.
Yeah.
Because that will be the way that we will get all the information out. So just stay tuned. And in the coming weeks, in the coming months, we will have more information on what exactly it will look like.
Now, I imagine because we're not there yet, we haven't named the acts. Are there going to be special ticket prices? Are there going to be special camping packages? Are we going to be able to make a special structure for those that do want to stay for all 3 days? Or is it too soon to even speak about that yet?
It's too soon, but I'm sure there will be a lot of special different packages for it. There is camping. This will be an event where there will be camping available for it. So that will in itself will be so much fun.
Yeah.
And there will be, multiple acts, multiple days throughout the day. So for country music fans in this area, which there are a lot of them, it's a very much underserved market. stay tuned. And even if you're not a country music fan, this is going to be a fun event.
I think it's going to be. So we don't have a target date yet. We're not 100% sure. How are we going to do it? Where is the stage going to be set up? I don't think you're going to be able to put it in the infield, because that would just be too much foot traffic all over your... all over the track and everything.
No, yeah, you're right. The location of this will be within the S6 lot of our camping area. So we have 1,200 acres on our facility. And where the country music festivals will happen will be in the S6 lot area on our property. So it will not be in the grandstands. It will not be inside the NASCAR Oval. In that area, in that lot, there's some natural amphitheaters that kind of develop. There'll be, like I said, there may be multiple different stages is what we're kind of looking at. But a lot of those details are, too soon to say.
Yeah.
I can say, though, that it will be in the campgrounds. That S6 lot area is where it will happen. And that way, campers will be able to, walk outside their front door and be right a part of all the action.
They'll be right there with some of their favorite country music artists. All right. So once again, we know that you haven't released any names. I'm sure you're still working with Live Nation to get some of the top names in here. You're absolutely not dropping any hints. But who's top of the list? Who if Kristen Lestock could have her way, who would be top of the list?
I'm sure there's everybody out there that knows that those A-list country stars, the ones that we hear, on the radio, that everybody knows the songs for. Those are certainly some acts that obviously we will be interested. But because this is going to be a multi-day festival, I think that's going to be part of the enjoyment of it, is that there's going to be some, top-level acts, but there'll also be some up-and-comers that will most likely be a part of it as well. So if you have country music favorites out there, cross your fingers and stay tuned. Hopefully those will be able to be booked in. But, Speedway Motorsports Incorporated and New Hampshire Motor Speedway, we have a tradition of hosting high-quality, family-oriented
entertainment. Yes, you do.
A lot of our fans from all of New England come, and they experience that every year at our NASCAR races or at other events throughout the year, and this will be no different. So it's going to be a great event for the entire region, and like I said, we are just so excited to be able to move forward with the planning and start getting those details that everybody wants, as much as all the listeners are looking forward to getting those answers. We are as well, of when the date will be and who those acts will be and what exactly the festival will look like.
I know it's going to be huge. No matter what you do, no matter who comes there, it's going to be huge. It's a great venue. It's a great location. And like Kristen said, the best way to stay in touch, the best way to keep up to date when this breaking news makes its way out, follow them on social media, get to the Facebook page, get to this, the website, the Twitter, follow New Hampshire Motor Speedway, because I'm going to make a prediction that over the next couple of months, every announcement is going to be bigger and bigger than the last one. I mean, we've got some fun stuff coming out. Kristen, give out your website, your social media, so we can follow you, so we can click you as one of our favorites.
Absolutely. So we are nhms.com. We are at nhms on Instagram, on Twitter, and NH Motor Speedway on Facebook. Obviously, also feel free to reach out to our ticket office if you want to be a part of our email blast, where we send different offers and information along to our fans as well.
This is awesome. I'm so excited. There are so many people. I don't know if you've got the pull, but I'd like to put my request in for BB Rexha right now. Maybe some BB Rexha. Maybe some Kelsey Ballerini. Let's see who else. Oh, you got to have my Jason Aldean. Some of the biggest names in country. I got to have
it. Absolutely. Good to know. I wrote them all down, and we're all looking forward to getting all those acts out, and excited for what a really fun festival this will be.
This is going to be great. What a great venue to check out some of your favorite music, your favorite country artists, and it's only going to get bigger and better. Kristen, thank you so much, and congratulations to you and everybody at New Hampshire Motor Speedway.
Thank you.
Excellent. Perfect.